Habla usted Spanglish with Larry Torres. ¿Qué es un happy birthday? It was getting close to Thanksgiving time. Grampo Caralampio and Canutito were walking down the alley of Martyrs Lane, just north of the plaza. De repente, a viejita who was sweeping her patio looked up and called out, "Hey, mano Caralampio! Feliz Día del Pájaro!" Why did she wish you a happy bird day, Grampo? Asked Canutito. Was she trying to say happy birthday to you? Pues no, his grandpa replied. It's probably because Thanksgiving is not a traditional Spanish holiday, mijo. And that's about as close as she was going to get to this Festival Americano. Why didn't los españoles celebrate Thanksgiving much? His grandson continued to question him. Pues, for starters, turkeys didn't exist in Europa, began his grandfather. Do you see como nosotros aquí call that bird un ganso? Really, mijo, un ganso es un goose, pero our ancestros had never seen one, and so they just called the New World bird by the name of the animal that it looked like back in Europe, un ganso. Pero depending on where you go in the state of New Mexico, puede tener four different other names. Canutito turned to face his grandfather as he anticipated what he was going to say. In Santa Fe, began the old man, un turkey se conoce como un pavo. Pavo, repeated the little boy. Yes, pavo, said Grampo Caralampio. In Latin, used by the old Romans, a peacock was a pavo pavonis. In modern Spanish, a peacock is still called un pavo real or a royal turkey. Canutito thought that was interesting. Y si continuamos going further south to Socorro, said his grandpa, you will see that a turkey también se puede llamar un huijolote. And where did that word for turkey come from? Asked Canutito. Huijolote is an Aztec word probably taken from the goblin sound that it makes. Las palabras que terminan en ote in Spanish used to end in O-T-L and A-T-L in Azteca. Puedes adivinar, can you guess what words like coyotl and chantl and tecolotl, tomatl and potatl or humatl used to be? Grandpa asked him slyly as he rolled out a cigarette. Pues, I think that they were probably the words for coyote, shanty, owl, tomato, potato, and dipper, said Canutito, proud of himself that he had understood basic Aztec. Muy bien, mijo, said Grampo. Going more south to Las Cruces and El Paso, they like to use the word cocono for turkey. That is a Taino word. Who were the Taino? Asked Canutito. Oh, they were a tribe in the islands como Cuba. In fact, the word Cuba itself in Taino means big island. Grampo, asked Canutito, pausing to choose his words carefully. ¿Sabe usted what they call un turkey over in Arroyo Seco? No, what? Questioned his grandfather. They call it un torque, he beamed up at him. Well, there you go, replied his grandfather to him. It don't matter whether it is a ganso, a pavo, a huijolote, a cocono, or a torque, so long as it tastes good. Esa mañana, Grampo and Canutito went to morning mass el Día de Gracias. La Gramita went with them también. Oh, they sat in the front pew porque el Grampo estaba un poco sordo. From that vantage point, he might hear a little better y no quedarse roncando. El padre spoke eloquently about the fall of the Roman Empire. ¿Qué dijo de un vampire? Asked Grampo, leaning over to whisper to Canutito. At first, he was going to correct his grandpa, but then he thought he'd have a little fun instead. The priest said, he began, that they saw a vampire volando por arriba Valdez. His grandfather just crossed himself very quickly. Unfortunately, his grandma overheard him and shook her head. Canutito just shrugged and whispered to her, El sordo no oye, pero compone. She smiled back understandingly. And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Habla Usted Spanish.